Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN. Your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You miss the first 2 hours. You miss some of that. A lot of discussion there. We also had a visit from Shrek, the 30-plus-year-old virgin. And we also just had a guy robbing a place dressed as a goalie.
God, if I'd seen this, I would have recommended this for the Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day. The mayor of Midland City, Alabama, the former mayor, did not take her loss well. You know, they always tell you you got to lose gracefully, right?
Right, which politicians never do anymore.
They usually lose more gracefully than this. I don't remember John McCain doing this after he lost to Barack Obama. The mayor of Midland City, Alabama, got nasty on Facebook after losing her seat to a black candidate in this week's mayoral election. Someone on her Facebook page said, "Patsy, how is the election going?" To which Patsy replied, "I lost, the N-word won."
Wow.
Not great. No. That's not a great look.
No, that's not really sportsmanship there.
Yep. I'm sure she was hacked, but Patsy Skipper was defeated by Joanne Grimsley, former assistant city clerk and an employee of the Dale County government for 27 years. She was the former water clerk and county court clerk. Mayor Skipper was named interim mayor last February when her husband, former mayor Virgil Skipper, retired for health reasons. County officials voted 3-1 for Patsy Skipper to take over the mayor's job. So she did until this election, and this will tell you how big of a town this is. The voters decided that Grimsley should be in charge by a vote of 233-148.
That's a pretty good margin for that size of population.
I guess so. So, all 200 or 381 people came out to vote, and Grimsley was the winner, to which she said, "I lost. The N-word won."
Mm.
Not a great look, former mayor Skipper.
No, I can kind of see why you lost.
Yeah, you're not a great person.
Just saying, if I were a Facebook friend of yours, I would not have voted for you.
The best part is the person who asked her after she says that doesn't respond by saying, "Really? That's a bad look, Patsy. Don't use that language." Instead, she says, "Oh, no, I'm so sorry." You might as well just say, "Oh, I can't believe you lost to that N-word." That's just...
I would have responded with, "Good, I'm Team Grimsley."
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm not...
Can I correct something real quickly, and then we'll get to your Ryan Lochte story?
Sure.
I said that the population of Florida was close to that of Canada. I was completely wrong. I didn't realize Florida was only 19.89 million. I thought it was bigger than that. Canada's 32, 33.
There's a lot of Florida where there's just nothing happening. Yeah.
Texas is 26.96 million. So Texas is almost as big as Canada is. California is 38.8. So there's more people in California than there are in Canada. So next time I make a stupid comparison like that,
you'll at least know
the number. I thought Florida was big. For some reason, I don't know why, I thought Florida, and maybe it's because the representatives, and I thought they had a whole bunch of them, and that's an important state in voting, so I just assumed it was bigger than it was.
It's because it's always a swing state. That's why it's so important.
Shame bell for me. All right.
Ryan Lochte, as we know, lost some sponsors. Times are hard. But there's good news for Ryan Lochte. He's been offered a new endorsement. Sex toy maker Auto Blow is offering Lochte $10,000 to endorse its Auto Blow 2, billed as the record-breaking, crowd-funded, automated male oral sex simulator.
I see.
So this simulates oral pleasure. Can you say BJ, John?
I think no. No, that one's out. I got in trouble for that one.
Can you say those letters?
Yes.
I thought you could.
Can you say the letters?
You can say the letters. You can't.
You can't say.
Oh,
what
you
they,
can't. Yeah, you can't say the what it stands for.
But I could say BJ. Right.
Yeah. There's steak and BJ day.
Okay.
Yeah, because I actually said the word one day and had to get dumped. So
I know there's those
words, as it were.
There's sex simulator. How different would the BJ simulator be from the regular sex simulator? I mean, what's the big difference there? Can you imagine?
Tell me again exactly what this is supposed to do, because I'm confused.
It is an automated male oral sex simulator. So basically it's supposed to make it feel like you're getting a beej.
Okay. How is that?
I don't know what mechanically would be different from a pocket kitty.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe that's why they need him to endorse it, to talk about it.
Well, maybe so. They don't even need him to talk about it, Fred. All he has to do is take a picture with the device while smiling and pointing at it. The company said it will use the photo for advertising with the caption, "Auto Blow 2, the masturbation device Olympic champions chose," and he'll get $10,000.
Dude, I'll do that for $10,000.
You're not an Olympic champion.
No, but I'm sure I'm a champion of something. Degeneracy?
I don't think so. I don't think you have...
The world degenerate champion? I would be a gold medalist in that. Come on.
You have no championships to speak of.
Damn. I'm more fun than Ryan Lochte.
I don't know. I don't know if that's true.
No, I don't... I don't go... And one thing I don't do is vandalize.
It's true. But I don't know that makes you more fun than him. Mm-hmm. They said it takes years of dedication and practice to win one Olympic medal, let alone 12. So I see in him a man with qualities our brand stands for. I forgive him for his mistake and want to put him in front of an audience of men who admire him as the champion he is, to help us promote the champion of masturbation devices, the Auto Blow 2. That's Brian Sloan, the inventor of the Auto Blow 2.
Just telling you.
The Auto Blow 2's tireless motor exemplifies the Olympic spirit, much as Lochte did while winning his medals.
Hmm. What about that Olympic spirit that happened when he was about getting robbed?
Here's the thing. Do you guys think this would be a bad move for him or a good move?
I think it's a good move. There's nothing wrong with masturbation.
I mean, this guy lost some big-time sponsors, like Speedo and Ralph Lauren. These were like some serious sponsors that were paying seven figures. Now, this is just 10 grand. But I think this is getting you out to an audience that may not have known about you before.
And he needs to keep the lifestyle he's used to, which is being spoiled rich white kid. I think that would help.
Is he now, did they say if he was going to not receive any money for those gold medals?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, I mean, if they're going to come out and say, Lochte, you can't have any of the award money, then I would do it. But if they are, I wouldn't. Because the money that you get for a gold medal is more than $10,000.
Yeah, but is he not going to get that money too?
Yeah,
like would taking a sponsorship from Auto Blow like keep you from getting your Olympic?
No, I'm just saying, like, because you don't really need it if you.
Here's the reality: is he ever going to get a sponsorship back from like Speedo or Nike or anything like that? I don't think so. He's past his swimming prime anyway.
I would think it has to be more than 10 grand if I'm Lochte.
What are you doing it for? 25?
I'll do it right now for 10. I'm just telling you.
I'll do it for $5.
Don't try to outbid me.
$5.
Oh, get out of here. $5? I'll do it for 10 grand.
It'll say the masturbation device preferred by half of the guys on the afternoon drive show in Houston. That's what it'll say. You might try it and like it too. It could say.
I'm not trying yours, though. That's disgusting. I want my own.
You get your own.
Okay.
I'd take $5 and a free product.
I'll do it for 10 grand. That's fair if we're going to offer him that.
He's an Olympic champion. Yeah, You're just a guy.
Yeah, I'm just a guy. But a year from now, I'll still be on radio and people will know who I am. We're not going to know Ryan Lochte in a year. He's gone.
In a year, Ryan Lochte will have more Twitter followers than you.
Oh, they'll unfollow him.
No, not enough.
I'm going to catch him.
Patrick makes a good point. You're talking about something that I didn't know existed. Whether he says yes or no, Auto Blow wins. That's true. I didn't know that there was a BJ simulator.
I
thought there was just intercourse simulators. Is it less gross to have the oral stimulator, the oral simulator than the
no.
That's, or is it equally gross?
Yeah, I think I still don't know what's wrong with the right hand.
I'm old fashioned.
But. Yeah, but Northside Mike.
Plus, it'd be super embarrassing if someone found that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you explain that? Northside Mike, the swimmer is adding another stroke to the arsenal. That should be the tagline. Winner. All right, let's grab a couple quick calls. DJ Holly Grove, sub DJ.
So this is funny, right? I went to New Orleans a couple of weeks ago to DJ, and I you go on Bourbon, and sometimes you venture, even though I'm from New Orleans, I don't live there no more, so I go home and I act like a tourist. So I went into a shop, and they had this poster and this little setup for something similar to that. I can't remember if it was that, the same company or not. But basically, it's different from that, that little kitty because, just like they say, self-automated, you literally can just sit there and it's going to do its thing. Of course, I didn't try it out, But it had the whole setup and I was just like, oh, interesting. They're getting a little, they're getting a little 2020 or 2020, I should say, with this new technology. It's crazy, man. Yeah, it's going to make a lot of money because there's going to be some people who's going to buy that for sure.
There you go. No one, and DJ said he didn't try it, of course.
But yeah.
The reality is, no one who's tried the Auto Blow 2
will
admit to it. I mean, exactly. That's going to be a deep, dark secret.
Soccer Bilal says U.S. gold medal winners get $25,000, and Lockie only had one this time. So, for whatever.
Did you get medals for silver and bronze?
I don't know if you get.
I'm sure you get like $5,000.
Yeah. Or you get a free device. I don't know.
So, this might be a good deal for him, John.
Yeah.
His big sponsors are gone forever. You might as well just change your target audience to perverts. I think that's.
I still think he's got appeal with the surfer bro class.
But here's the other thing: are you really buying a sex toy because Ryan Lochte uses it? Are you he likes that kind of sex toy? I'll try it then. That's weird. Do you judge a sex toy based on who endorses it?
I think that's with anything.
I used to have sex shops who I would do endorsements for when I worked in Austin. Like, sex shops were sponsors of our station, and they would always bring by boxes of pornography and sex toys, and we would talk about the sex toys. But I thought maybe that people would go to that store because we talked about it, but I can't imagine someone would go, oh, AJ really likes that sex toy. I'm going to try it out. That's just weird. There shouldn't be any celebrity that, at least a male celebrity.
I think it's more about bringing to attention that this product exists.
That it exists,
yeah.
Which we just did.
Yeah. So. Well, you're welcome, Auto Blow 2.
Gold 25K, silver 15, bronze 10 for Soccer Bilal.
Okay.
So you could say this is the bronze medal of. Never mind. Let's just go to break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Yo, G, they can't stop me from rapping, can they? Can they hop?
Cowboys Seahawks NFL 9 p.m. tonight. Presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5. Berryman Automotive Products, all American made since 1918.
And we're back on the Blitz. Happy Thursday. Justin asked me on Twitter who I have in the CFL tonight. I have one small play. Hopefully try to get back in the black here because it's been a struggle of late. But BC Moneyline plus 125 at Ottawa. So that's my play tonight.
Jacob on Twitter says, Auto Blow 2. So realistic it only works on your birthday. That's pretty good.
That just won Twitter. That's tweet of the day so far.
That's good.
No question. That's terrific. Double Down said he'll probably do it, take the 10K. Then claim he was forced to take the pick at gunpoint. Yeah. That's pretty good, too.
So ESPN came up with what they're calling the blue bloods of college football. Did you see this story?
Actually, I did not.
Okay. They're saying, the whole point was to find what are the most important programs historically in college football. So they posed the question to 12 of their writers, and asked him to base or to rate every current program on a scale of 1 to 10 based on the school's overall impact on the history of college football.
Okay.
And the top eight are who they consider to be the Blue Bloods. These are the most important programs historically to college football.
Baylor.
Baylor is pretty low on the list. Their average score, 3.5, okay, which ties them for 59th.
What about Rice?
Rice has a 2, okay, which ties them for 73.
All right.
But that puts them ahead of Kansas and Indiana, so that could be worse.
Yeah, they should be ahead of those programs.
I'll go ahead and give you some that are outside the top eight, notable schools outside the top eight. You may be asking, where do my beloved Cougs fall?
And they're usually in these things, they're like 40-something.
They are tied for 63rd.
Wow.
With a 3.25 ranking, which is tied with Air Force, but is ahead of some Power 5 teams, such as Duke and Kansas and Indiana. Yeah, that's about it.
And
Iowa State. They're ahead of Iowa State.
They should be ahead of Iowa State.
So...
That's a little low. I'm going to say it's a little low.
I mean, historically, where should they be, do you think? How important are they to the history of college football?
45 to 55. In the 70s, man, they had some... we're talking history.
Right.
They had some fantastic teams. They created the Veer, which had a huge impact.
Let me just give you some of the teams that are in that 45 to 55 range and see if it changes your mind.
Okay.
Kansas State, Missouri, South Carolina, Illinois, Virginia, Texas Tech. That's sort of that 45 to 55
range. I think
range.
They should kind of be in the Texas Tech range.
Okay.
We're talking historically.
And, right.
Yeah. But that's... All right. But let's get to the good ones.
Number 21 is Oregon. Their composite score is a 7.33. Number
24?
20. No, they're 21.
A 21. That's... Okay. They're more recent.
Number 20, Texas A&M Aggie, with a 7.42 composite score.
Feels low to me.
Two Heisman winners, no championship since 1939.
That's not what it says at Kyle Field.
Okay, well, that's they're going off official stats, not Kyle Field stats. Okay,
just checking. No, I that feels low to me.
Okay, I'll go ahead and go through some of the teams ahead of them. You tell me who they should be ahead of. UCLA is one spot above them. Actually, there's a tie for a spot above them. UCLA and Michigan State are tied for 18th.
How many titles have those schools won?
Michigan State's won 2, and UCLA's won 1.
I'll put them ahead of UCLA.
Okay.
Michigan State's a little tougher, right?
17 is Clemson.
Okay.
16, Auburn.
Okay.
15, and just off of saying the number, sounds low, but I mean, they have not had much recent success, but the Tennessee Volunteers.
Yeah, that does feel low to me, too.
They are the highest ranked team that does not have a Heisman Trophy winner. Number 14, the U.
Okay.
Number 13, Florida State.
That feels low to me.
Feels a little low to me, too. Two teams tied for 11 with a composite score of 9. The Florida Gators and the Georgia Bulldogs.
I think it's fair for both.
Okay. I think of Florida as a premier program.
Well,
I mean, maybe I'm crazy. But
I think historically, though, hasn't Georgia been better? And not recently, but you go back to the Herschel Walker teams and...
Maybe because I think of Florida as a premier job. Because it's the bell cow school in such a football-rich state. But maybe that's not fair, based on what they've done historically. So they've won 3 national championships, and 3 Heisman Trophy winners. So, I mean, I guess this may be where they should be. Penn State is number 10 with a 9.17,
They lead everybody in rapes.
Baylor high on that list. Rapes by one individual? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The team just outside the Blue Blood bubble LSU, 9.33.
I might overrate them just a little bit because they're close by, and I've watched them for years more than some of these other programs. But
it says here LSU is often part of the national title conversation, but the Tigers have only won three, which is funny. Only three.
Only won three, yeah.
The most recent of which came in 2007. They've also produced only one Heisman Trophy winner, and that was in 1959, Billy Cannon.
Might be two this year.
Could be. Here's the Blue Bloods, Fred.
Okay.
Number eight, the Cornhuskers, Nebraska. I feel like they've fallen off quite a bit, but I guess, you know, like, it's hard to argue that, I mean, they've won five national championships since 1970. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Number seven, the Texas Longhorns, which, again, probably hard to argue.
Yeah.
Historically, Texas won or shared 25 conference championships during its time with the Southwest Conference. They've won four titles, or one of eight teams to have won 70% or more of their all-time games, which that's pretty impressive, 70% of our all-time games.
Yeah, yeah.
Number six, Michigan, which seemed low to me, but then you think about that Michigan only has two national championships ever.
Yeah, they're one of those programs that was always in the mix and came close a lot of times, but okay, that seems fair.
And then the top five are all tied, because they all had composite scores of 10.
Okay, that's...
All the writers ranked them as 1 to 10, a 10 on historically...
Can I just say a five-way tie is chicken bleep? I don't care if the numbers are all the same.
Well, I mean, just given like the way they did this exercise,
yeah.
I see how it can come
that
way. No, I get
it. I just think, create some tiebreakers. This means more than this.
Right. Those five teams, you've probably narrowed it down by now. Oklahoma, USC... Which it says USC would be part of the seven Heisman Club if it weren't for Reggie Bush's vacated trophy.
Well, I'm still giving it to him.
Seven national titles and 33 bowl wins, the number two mark in the country behind Alabama. And, of course, Oklahoma also has seven national titles, 14 undefeated seasons, which is crazy. Ohio State, seven Heisman trophies, including the only two-time winner, six titles, and 35 conference titles in the Big Ten. Notre Dame, the highest all-time winning percentage in college football, 892 and 313, over 73% of their games, eight national championships, seven Heisman winners, and shocker, Alabama, 11 national titles. They've won 25 SEC titles, 12 more than the next closest team, and they have more bowl wins at 35 than any team in the country. So there you go.
I'm pretty sure I would be... If I were ranking the top five, I think Alabama's number one on that list.
Alabama is number one on that list.
And I think they should be. So it shouldn't be tied. Now, I think you can debate the others. I think Oklahoma has to be pretty high up there. As much as I'm not a big Notre Dame guy, you can make a good case for them.
No.
Certainly Ohio State, but to me, Alabama's a clear number one.
Any argument on those eight blue blood teams? One should be out and someone else should be in that conversation?
Not really. I kind of feel like that top five. No, I think you throw Michigan and Texas into that mix.
Nebraska feels like the one that you can question.
It's just because.
But then you think, man, they've had five national championships in the last 45 years. It's pretty impressive.
I just wonder. Obviously, if you do this 10 years from now, it might feel a little different.
Maybe so.
But if you're going to give credit for the 70s, and you should.
Well, it's historical rankings, yeah.
I'd leave them in there. It's why it drives me nuts that they hired such a tool as a head coach.
Yeah.
All right, quick break. We'll get to your phone calls when we come back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Taylor says, where are the SC LSU Mud Dogs ranked? They won the Bourbon Bowl.
But we're getting, they have one Bourbon Bowl victory.
And
that's not enough.
I think Shrek brought out all the Bobby Boucher stuff today because it's been all over the place. Let's grab a phone call. Andrew, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, guys. Sports.
Sports to you.
Yeah, so I wanted to ask about the tight end situation in fantasy football. I've heard you guys talking about, like, you know, if you don't get Gronk, don't bother getting anything else. You know, where's your situation with, like, a guy like Jason Wynn? Is it just because of his age or production? What's up with that? And I'll hang up and listen.
I mean, Jason Witten is not a – Jason Witten's a lot better real-life player than he is a fantasy football player. He just doesn't – he doesn't put up the same numbers that he once did, and at this point he's just a – he's one of those guys, and there's a lot of them, who are just better in real life than they are in fantasy. I don't even know if Jason Witten would be one of the top 12 fantasy tight ends. He had three touchdown catches last season. That ain't great. And, yeah, you could argue, well, he didn't have Tony Romo, which is a right. fair argument. But he's never had a double-digit touchdown season in his career.
And he's not getting better now.
No. And it's rare that he even has more than five touchdowns. And at the end of the day, that's what you want, is a guy who scores a lot of touchdowns or a guy who's going to have 100 catches. And he's done that once in his career, and that was 2012. And even that year, he only had three touchdowns. He's just not a great fantasy player.
And that's not to say he's not a great player.
Right.
That he hasn't had a fantastic career. Because as a football player, and that's one of the things you have to separate. This is why, like as a fantasy quarterback, I'll take Blake Bortles.
Hell yeah.
I'll be happy with that. As a real quarterback, I don't want him running my team.
Probably not.
But that's okay. In this case, it's the opposite. I want Jason Witten on my team. My real team. But, yeah, I've gone through two rankings. He's not top 10 in either one of them. So, I'm going to – there are a couple guys that I wouldn't mind having. I'm just not going to invest much to get them. Like Greg Olsen, I think, is a guy – he'll go too high for me.
Yeah, though. That's the thing. All these guys – because once Gronk goes, somebody's going, oh, I've got to get my tight end.
Right.
And, you know, I don't know.
Travis Kelce, another one. I think he'll go too high. He's a good guy to have.
Jordan Reed's another guy who I liked what I saw out of him last year, but where are you willing to take him?
Delonte Walker, I don't think they're going to throw enough. He might score a few touchdowns, though.
Yeah, there's just not a lot of guys I'm crazy about at that position is the problem. So I'll probably wait until 9 or 10 guys in my league take a wide receiver, and I'll grab Tyler Eifert or Zach Miller.
Tyler Eifert will go higher than you want him to go.
Julius Thomas.
Yeah, I'll probably just grab whomever and then keep an eye out for guys who develop during the season and start catching some passes. Yeah. So, about Martellus Bennett.
I like him all right there in New England.
Yeah. And obviously, Gronk's going to get the bulk of stuff there.
And somebody's going to take Kobe Fleener way before I will. I've said for years, Kobe Fleener sucks. And I don't think – now everybody's like, well, don't you think in this New Orleans offense – dude, he was in an offense where Andrew Luck was willing to spread it around to everybody and – that dude never got the ball. Could hardly get on the field. I think Kobe Fleener's getting by on his name. I don't know what he's ever done to make people think that he's a good player.
The one difference is that the Saints do target the tight end a lot. And who was it last year? They pulled off the scrap heap that was putting up numbers.
I think it was Ben Watson.
Ben Watson, yeah, because I picked him up and got points out of him. So you might get Ben Watson points out of him, but that's still not. Still not enough. 713-780-ESPN is your number. And remember all those guys that went kind of high in the draft and none of them have really, like Eric Ebron hasn't panned out.
Nope.
The kid from Tech.
Jason Morrow.
Yeah, the kid from Tech that the Jets took. Yeah. He was supposed to be good. It hasn't worked out. So, yeah, I it's funny because 3 years ago all we were talking about look at all the great pass-catching tight ends out there.
Yeah.
Because Jimmy Graham was putting up sick numbers. Antonio Gates was still at the top of his game. There's not too many of those left now.
Nope.
So maybe
Aaron Hernandez wasn't in jail.
Yeah, he was less murdery at the time.
No, I think he was murdering people. He was just better at hiding it. Okay.
He was not caught yet.
Yeah, I think Aaron Hernandez has been murdering way longer than we think.
CJ Fedor.
He wasn't in the league yet, Jong.
Yeah.
He's new to the league. Where's CJ Fedor? What's in your tight end rankings?
In my personal tight end rankings?
You tell me in yours, and I'm going to pull up Matthew Berry's.
Okay, because I actually have a real number for him. It's called NFW.
Okay.
I have that next to his name on my rankings. It doesn't matter if every other tight end in the league is dead. He will not be drafted by me.
The ESPN.com's fantasy staff put together their top 50 tight ends.
Okay.
CJ Fedorowicz didn't make the list.
Of course he didn't.
There is a Texan on the list, though, at number 49.
Griffin?
Ryan Griffin.
Mm.
That's sad that there are teams whose backup tight ends are more valuable than the Texans.
Well, I was just about to say, well, when you start looking around the league, maybe it's not as bad here as we think it is. No, it is. It's worse.
I'd take Steven Anderson before I take CJ Fedorowicz.
I would too.
I'd take Steven Anderson before Ryan Griffin, actually.
The more I see that guy, I feel like he should be playing a lot more.
I bet they use him a lot because I don't know about his blocking yet. I just haven't.
Who cares?
Well, but if he's out there, he's probably running a pass pattern.
Right.
And if you're doing that, you might as well have an extra receiver out there. But he's got some potential. I like him a little bit. Jace says Vance McDonald will have good numbers this year in San Francisco, Rice grad. Who's throwing him the ball, Jace? That's my problem there, is it? Blaine Gabbert's your quarterback, and I like him as a player. I do. Not Gabbert McDonald, but hard to see him putting up big numbers. Plus, they're going to try.
They have him ranked 27th.
Okay.
On the list.
Seems fair.
I think he's out there with one of the Selleck brothers.
Hmm.
What's the other? It's Brent and Garrett. Garrett Selleck. Not Tom Selleck. Garrett.
Another Rice guy that I thought was going to be really good in the NFL, just hasn't put up much numbers, Luke Wilson. Another guy that's way down the list here. When he was drafted, I thought, okay, here's a guy who's going to be a great pass-catching tight end. Jermaine Gresham.
No.
Who's just been nothing. How about this? Vernon Davis, whose career is basically all but dead, is ranked higher on this list than any Texan. Vernon Davis.
That's sad.
Yeah. The Steelers have two tight ends on the list before the Texans have any.
I would guess a lot of teams do.
Yeah. Well, they have to because I'm looking at 45 here. You're looking at 50. And, yeah, that's pretty pathetic. But I'm kind of curious to see how Hunter Henry does.
I also wonder if maybe Jimmy Graham is a value this year, whereas the last couple of years you've had to take him way higher than you would like to.
Maybe people might be out on him.
But this year, I mean, you would assume that the Seahawks are going to be more of a throwing team this year than they've been in the past. So maybe it doesn't matter how much he can block.
Strange, though, because they were better when he was off the field last year, even
in passing situations.
And I don't know whether he's just a bad fit, whether he's just lost everything. But, yeah, you're right.
Things are possible.
There might be some value there, but
because he's not even ranked in the top 12. So, you know, if you want to wait till the end and grab one,
that might not be a bad idea.
I mean, are you going to get significantly more out of Dwayne Allen than you are out of Jimmy Graham? I mean, even if it's a bad year for Jimmy Graham, that seems.
But if he fits in. And,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. The offense is going to change. Maybe it improves for him. I don't know. All right, I got to tell you guys about Dirt Free. Summer's over, and your carpets and your floors are feeling it. The kids, the pets, they've all tracked in all kinds of crap. Your carpets look like junk, and they're in need of a deep cleaning. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281 Dirt Free, and go chemical free with Dirt Free. The other guys are scamming you. They're leaving behind too much water, soapy residue, unhealthy chemicals that trap dirt and allergens that can make your family sick. Your floors are dirtier than they were when you called them. Not the case with Dirt Free. Call Dirt Free Carpet Cleaning, 281 Dirt Free, and go chemical free with Dirt Free. They use powerful engines to create high-pressure steam made from their patented super water, not toxic soaps. They've been doing it for over 30 years, guys, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call Dirt Free Carpet right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell them you heard about it right here on ESPN 97.5, and they'll clean three rooms of carpet for just $99.95 and throw in a free speed dry, easy for me to say, to the first 25 callers. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt Free Carpet.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
All right.
Cowboys Seahawks NFL 9 p.m. tonight, presented by Berryman Automotive Products on ESPN 97.5. Berryman Automotive Products, all American made since 1918.
And we are back. One more segment. Jesus, this went by fast. The Rock the Mic finale is at Sherlock's Pub tomorrow. Who will become the champ? Join us for the Blitz Live broadcast and the finale at Sherlock's on Westheimer, just off Beltway 8 West, between 4 until 7 to cheer on your favorites. And Jong Lee will be there. That should be in here. Jong Lee will be making an appearance.
This is a rare Jong Lee appearance.
Exactly. So, should be fun. We've got 8 really good finalists. I have 4 that I'm rooting for, but that won't have any impact on how we judge you.
Okay.
How you do, even if I want you to win, if you suck.
Oh, you can't win.
You can't win. So, everybody, best of luck.
Yeah.
Especially the 4 I like.
Get out there and make it happen, boys.
Yeah. Yeah. This is your moment.
Don't blow it.
Exactly.
And to the people that, and to Victor, the one that has the most Facebook likes, I don't think we've ever liked somebody as a favorite when they had the most Facebook likes. So
he's pretty good, though.
Okay.
He actually.
Has the Facebook likes winner ever won the contest?
No.
Hey, first time for everything.
That's true.
Yeah, but he's a former student of mine. He does a bunch of stuff around town. Knows his stuff. So I don't feel bad about him if he winds up being the Facebook like person. I don't feel bad about him moving on to the second round at all. But we shall see. There's still time.
And if Victor does get the Facebook like, the victory, then he still has to compete.
Yeah, you still have to go. We're not. You can keep voting on the Facebook like thing right up until the end of the first round. So if somebody catches him at the last second, then he won't automatically advance.
Right.
That's why we do it that way. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
I've got a list here of the world's highest paid actors, and it's kind of surprising to me. It shouldn't be surprising that there are people around the world who make more money than American actors, but some of the names on this list did surprise me. I'll say this. Here's the top 10.
Okay. Were there some Bollywood folks on there?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Brad Pitt makes the same amount of money as Akshay Kumar.
Oh, Akshay.
Is he a big...
I have no idea. I've never heard of him.
Yeah. But they both made 23 million pounds, which is a lot of American dollars. It's about 30.3 million American dollars.
Good. That's a good week.
It's a good run for them. Robert Downey Jr., he tied with Shah Rukh Khan.
Khan!
They made $33 million this year. And to me, I mean, you start thinking about like our best actors. Brad Pitt, Robert Downey Jr., that's some of them, right?
Yeah, that's two of the better ones that we have right there.
Well, making more than Robert Downey Jr. and Shah Rukh Khan, Vin Diesel.
Wow.
More than him?
Well, you know what? I bet he made a buttload on Guardians of the Galaxy just playing Groot.
No, I think he made a buttload on that Fast and Furious movie.
He needs to do another Riddick, man. That's my favorite series he does. There's a new Triple X coming out, too.
My favorite series he does is none. I don't like anything that he's ever done, pretty much ever. $42 million for Ben Affleck. That's a pretty solid...
Batman.
He's Batman, yeah. $47.5 million for Johnny Depp. This next one surprised
me. What's he done lately?
He does Pirates of the Caribbean movies. He does the Alice in Wonderland movies.
Okay. But all recently?
No, he did Alice in Wonderland this year.
Okay.
He's filming a Pirates movie this year.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah.
Okay.
This one surprised me. Almost $53 million this year. Tom Cruise. I don't know what he did to make that money, but congratulations.
He has one of those Jack Reacher movies coming out.
Oh, yeah, he did.
But does that count?
Mission Impossible came out last year.
Oh, did it?
Did it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it was like whichever one. I think it's the fourth one. It was actually pretty good.
Matt Damon made $54.1 million.
The Martian.
He did The Martian. That was last year. Yeah. But he did a Jason Bourne movie.
Yeah.
That'll do it. The top two may surprise you. $63.33 million. I don't know what he did this year. Jackie Chan.
Oh, I'm sure it's everything in China.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He does a boatload of stuff in China. They're actually pretty good.
And only slightly more than him at $64.65 million. The highest paid actor is The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, who, I guess between his movies and Ballers, doing all right. Doing all right.
He's doing a lot.
I would say so.
He had the Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
He had that movie with Kevin Hart.
Central Intelligence.
Yeah, which was actually pretty good.
And he's doing Baywatch.
Yes.
He's playing David Hasselhoff's role in Baywatch. Mitch. So great. The highest paid actress in the world.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence.
Really? Okay, that makes sense.
She's making right in between Johnny Depp and Ben Affleck money. Bob Odenkirk's going to write a book of essays about his life. The Better Call Saul star nabbed a book deal to write essays about his life and his comic journey. So that'll be out soon. And finally, some Game of Thrones news. Macy Williams, who plays Arya,
yeah,
has finished reading scripts and says, "Bleep gets real. Scratch that. Nothing will prepare you for this. Holy balls." So could be she may be full of it, just hyping things up.
They all do that.
She says, "I'd start preparing yourself now."
Stop. I've been prepared. I don't need you to tell me.
Okay.
Maisie.
All right.
She got nominated for an Emmy for Best Supporting Actress.
Good for her.
All right. That's going to wrap it up. I want to thank Jong Lee. Great job. AJ Hoffman, great job. Yeah, it's okay today. We'll see you guys out tomorrow. Sherlock's on Westheimer. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN 97.5.